Greetings, we are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Hallelujah. I thank God for all of you all who are under the sound of my voice. God bless you. Welcome. If this is your first time, second time, if this is your 100th time, thank you. And I welcome you and I give honor to you. For my general, my pastor.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Now that's what I'm talking about. You all are sounding like you're ready to receive.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Well, you know how I get down. Get your pens, get your paper, get your pads. If you're not, I'm telling you, we are excited about what God is doing in your new season. God wants to definitely do some transitioning in the lives here. And I'm telling you, people of God, you better have a high expectation every day. Every day. Have a high expectation. That's a day you've never experienced before.
Yes.
That is the day of your breakthrough, the day of your revelation, the day of impartation.
Yes.
I'm telling you, people of God, I'm excited every time I awake and I say, Lord, this is a day that you've made. I'm going to be rejoicing, and I'm going to be glad because of what you have planned for me that I've never seen, never felt, never have experienced before. So I want to talk to you today, and I'm telling you, people of God, it's going to go quick. So pay attention. But Heavenly Father, I pray even now that you will prepare the hearts of the people, that they will be receptive to what I have to say, that you've given me to speak over their life. And, Lord, I pray that we would not just be hearers of the word, but be doers also. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Today I'm going to tell you a secret. I'm going to reveal my secret.
Tell it.
I want you to get excited because I am going to be telling you a secret of truth about your future. I want to talk to you about something. It's for anyone that it applies to. I know it's going to apply to more than one person about their heart. I said, oh, okay.
Yes, we're going to talk to your heart.
We're going to talk about your heart today. Now listen to me. We are the generals. We are the founders. We are apostles. We are charged, my husband and I, with the responsibility to train you up, not just in the unadulterated word of God, but to train your character, but also to train and develop your mind. We ought to challenge you past your pain, past your hurts, past the bitterness. And today I'm going to talk to you about what you need for your future. See, a lot of you all, and we get it a lot, they come to us, they say, I've been hurt in the church, and I've just been by myself the last 2 years, and I can't go to a church because my last pastor really embarrassed me, or I trusted him or her, and I gave all my money, and then they disowned me. I just don't know if I could trust anybody anymore. So when I hear that, I empathize with them, and then I also give them the correct way, the kingdom mindset, the approach here. The approach here of your mind and your heart is that, guess what? And let me tell you a secret. The person you trust decides your future. The person you decide to trust will decide your future. So the secret truth about your future is that even though you've been hurt, even though you have some probably unforgiveness or bitterness towards a man or woman of God, if you allow that hurt and if you allow that unsuccessful relationship hinder you and you say with your arms folded, I'm never trusting anybody again, guess what? You'll never go as far as God wants you to, because it all depends upon trusting a great man and woman of God to unlock things in your future.
Come on.
The moment you stop wanting to trust a man of God because you got hurt by one person, one leader, and thousands of leaders across the world, you want to go ahead and just say, that's it. The body of Christ is crooked. I hate men. That's why I don't even like preachers. That's why I don't even like prophets. The moment you start decreeing that is the moment you've just barricaded your future from coming to pass.
Come on, my Lord.
That's right.
And you wonder why you're stagnant the last 2 years. You wonder why you've not had success in your life over the last 6 months. You wonder why everybody else has been promoted, ordained, licensed, sent out, preaching, going there, going there, doing a conference while they're being used mightily in the power of God. And you like, I'm praying, I'm fasting, but I don't know why I'm not going anywhere. Pray for me. I'm just going to give up. You wonder why? Because you made a decision to stop trusting. Ooh. And then don't even want to really take the accountability of how you trusted the wrong person in the first place. You're the one that didn't have discernment.
Come on,
test them by their fruit. You're the one that didn't know them in the spirit.
Yes,
you
Lord.
See that they were a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Jesus.
You were ignorant. Because you didn't see and do what we say, ask questions to expose deception, because you didn't do the necessary steps. Now you are having a pity party, throwing a temper tantrum, and now you put a lock on your heart. And guess what? That's just what the enemy wants you to do, because now he has you right where he wants you, locked up, stagnant, heavy burden, and hardened yoke.
My God. Come on,
Apostle.
You will have to, and let me just give you a news flash. You will have to, emphasis on have, my note takers, underline have. You will have to trust somebody eventually.
Yes, Lord.
That is truth, Apostle.
Yes, Lord. Teach. Come on.
Trust somebody eventually. When God, guess what? We give all glory to God. See, and this is what we teach in a kingdom mindset, because we've got some prideful people that don't want to honor God's prophets, God's apostles, God's men and women of God. And so they're the ones that prayed and decreed in their life. But when it come to pass, they want to say, I give God all the glory, and overlook the man and woman of God that labored and even spoke it over your life. So let me give you some wisdom. When God determines to bless you, he will place someone, not something, he said someone close
Teach
to you
me. Ooh,
with
Jesus.
An instruction. When he wants and determined to bless you, he will place someone close to you with an instruction.
Yes,
someone
on.
Close
Preach
to you
it.
Will come with encouragement or Teach even it. A warning that will greatly yes, influence God. Your life. See, your Teach ability to trust their word from God for you can be the difference between remarkable success or total failure.
Amen.
That's why.
Come on, Holy Ghost.
When I see someone and they come to me and they say, help me, I'm homeless and I don't have much and blah, blah, blah. And I say, okay, that's why I tell my leaders in training, every sad story, check it with questions. Don't be so, I'm so sorry this is happening for you. Hold on right here. I'm going to empty out my whole checking account and give it to you. I said, don't be foolish.
Teach it, Apostle.
Teach. Come on now.
I have compassion, but I'm also wise, because every sad story just isn't a sad story. When I hear somebody who's down and out and don't have anything, you know what I ask them? What prophet instructions have you ignored?
Come on.
That's right. Warning. What prophet's warning? What prophet's warning? What prophet's warning have you ignored?
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
It's very quiet. Uh-huh. And they begin to think, and they say, well, you know, I remember a man of God speaking over my life that I needed to end that relationship or it would definitely be the death of me.
Lord.
I just wanted it to work out. But I know now, and I should have listened. And now it all comes out. So you got to understand that your ability to trust the word from God for you can be the difference between remarkable success or total failure. I want somebody to repeat after me. Say, the person I decide to trust.
The person I decide to trust.
Will decide my future.
Will decide my future. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
The person you trust decides your future. Let me explain. God uses the chain of authority. He does? Well, yes, he does. God uses the chain of authority. Matter of fact, it's all in your life in every area. Matter of fact, Apostle Paul, he encouraged the children to obey their parents. Is that not a chain of authority?
Mm-hmm.
He encouraged employees to honor their boss. Remember, obey those that have rule over you. Oh, okay. And
yes.
He said, Christians, to honor the man of God and their lives. See, one of the most powerful principles hidden in the word of God is believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. And we love that scripture. Ooh, I'm believing in the Lord. I'm established. Ooh, hallelujah. But what does it say after that semicolon? It says, believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, God.
Yes.
A lot of you are just doing the first half of that scripture, and you're only established, and you wonder why you're not prospering. But if you would continue to read and enter into covenant and enter into contract with the scripture, if you believe his prophets, the right one, you shall prosper. See, there's a difference between being established and then being prosperous. God said, believe me, I'll establish you, but I'm going to use my men and women of God on this earth to prosper you. Who are you believing on today? Who are you choosing not to believe on today? Who are you not taking serious on today? Who are you not listening when the prophets go forth and the warnings go forth and the prophets say, prepare your hearts. There's going to be death in the land. Someone close to you may pass away. Matter of fact, we had a spiritual daughter. She reached out to me in Johannesburg, Africa. She said, the prophet said, hey, someone may pass. Guard my heart. She said, today, my sister had an aneurysm that busted. A vein that busted in her brain. She's in a coma. And then not even a few hours later, she passed away suddenly. But she said, instead of tears of sadness and, oh, Lord, why did you do it? She said, I took the prophet's word.
Yes,
I
Lord.
I guarded my heart. So when this devastation happened, no one could understand why I'm still standing up. It's my sister. I loved her. This is sudden. But look at me, a woman in strength, because I obeyed and hearkened unto the prophet. He decided, I decided to trust him, and my future was decided, and my future has strength. My future has joy. My future has peace, because I wasn't caught off guard.
Yes, Lord. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Ooh, Jesus.
Amen.
Doubt can be costly. Doubt can be costly. Skepticism mm-hmm. can create disasters as quickly as faith can produce miracles. Did somebody catch that?
Yes, Lord.
Just as quick as you can release your faith and receive a miracle, your doubt can release devastation and disasters that will produce havoc. That will produce
Thank you for teaching us. Jesus.
In your life. Do you not know millions have forfeited an incredible life in Christ because they refuse to trust in the words of a man of God or a woman of God? Let me tell you something. Late at night, we had a spiritual daughter, quote-unquote spiritual daughter. Again, I teach you and you know what I say, everybody that calls me mom and dad, I do not call son or daughter. But nevertheless, she decides to call me mom and dad, and she comes with this long paragraph, and she says, I am loyal to you. I need covering. I'm going out. I'm about to preach. I haven't been, you know, really successful because I just don't really trust anybody, and I've been hurt, and blah, 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 blah. I replied back in one little voice text. I said, the reason why you're hurt, the reason why you're stagnant, the reason why you're not progressing in the things of God is because you're choosing not to trust a man or woman of God. If you just told me that you do not trust and you are just by yourself and you're just trying to do it all like an island by yourself, you're only going to get the results of who you trust. So if you only trusted in yourself, you cannot birth out your own miracle. You cannot birth out. You don't have enough power to go ahead and birth out and go into the next season. So if you
decide
to trust yourself,
if
you're deciding to only trust yourself, then yourself is the only power you have to rely on for your breakthrough. Now you do a self-assessment.
Yes, Lord. Come on. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
I said, if you really want change, you need to get delivered, and you need to learn how to trust the real man or woman of God, and this time do it the right way. Ask questions.
Come on. Come on, Jesus.
Come on. Yes.
Come on. Yes, Jesus.
By the fruit they have. You know them by their fruit. See what type of miracles, signs, and wonders accompany their ministry.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
The language. Don't just fall for anybody that can just tell you what you want to hear, but now see them in demonstration. Ask
Lord.
To reveal the character and the heart of that individual.
Woo! My God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
They may not be what you want. The
Come
man
on.
Woman of God that I sent to be your deliverer. Sometimes God will package gold. You know, the precious metal, gold, in a burlap bag.
Yeah.
Do you know what a burlap bag is not a Gucci or Prada purse. It's not something of high quality. It looks kind of dingy. It's made from different materials that don't make it appealing. But guess what's inside? Gold. See, a lot
yes,
of us,
Lord.
Jesus. Looks good.
Come on now.
Appetizing to the eye. Ooh, I love that prophet. Ooh, I love that apostle. Ooh, she is wonderful. She always got her hair done. She always got her makeup on fleek. Her eyebrows are always good. Are you telling me that's the only requirement to follow a man and woman of God because he got a
hey,
nice
Dad.
Haircut? Because she got
yeah,
her
my
makeup?
Lord.
Come on, Jesus. Woo, Jesus.
That's what it takes for somebody to look pretty, and then you go and give your whole 401k investment plan and lay it at their feet and then wonder why things are not working for you because you're working in stupidity.
My God.
Working in stupidity. Let me tell you something, people of God. The man or woman that God chooses to use may not be the most well-spoken. I think I'm okay. Am I, to me, the best? No, I'm always striving. They may not sound the most intellectual. They may have grammatical errors in their posts or in their dealings of published work. They may not be articulate and skilled as you may want them to be. Oh, hallelujah. Even John the Baptist was crude. He was crude in his appearance. But those who embrace his words from God were transformed.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Those who embraced his words were transformed.
Yes.
The Apostle Paul, he admitted that he was a weak speaker and fearful to talk in front of the people. But he also knew his anointing came from God. What does the Bible say in 1 Corinthians 2:4? 1 Corinthians 2 and 4. He says, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power.
Yes,
now you tell
yes,
me,
yes.
You want to go to the most, it helps to be prolific. It helps to be a good orator, but you can't just run to something that sounds good. There's a lot of people that are posting things online that rhyme, and a lot of people that are posting things that are sounding good. And you know what? God told you that he was going to bring you out. Take 10 steps back and give him a shout. And then they get 700 likes. Woo, man of God.
Come on.
Oh, my God. Woo, hallelujah. He is a keep deep.
All right, come on now.
You somebody post online, zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay. Y'all, somebody better slap your hand, give your neighbor a high five and say hooray. Woo! Hallelujah.
Wow. Come on now.
Woo,
Jesus.
Check the depth. Stop being so enticed by rhyming words and shallow thinking, but run to somebody that's giving you instruction. Don't just run to somebody that say, you can come out, you can do it, stay faithful, tap your heels and click them twice, and God has put you in a new season. Stop running to that type of junk food and get to somebody who's actually giving you wisdom and strategy. Learn how to learn. Learn how to learn how to discern.
Teach us.
Guess what? It'll be the best thing in your life, because your reaction to a man or woman of God will determine God's reaction to you.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.